Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. Today I replay a CFRU broadcast that I took part in on Saturday, and in case you've already forgotten, Saturday was move-in day at the University of Guelph, the annual scramble to situate thousands of first-year students into their residences. Of course, scramble is relative because there was a lot of calm on campus as people went about their business, and in the background was the smooth sounds of community radio, some of which was courtesy of me. So on this edition of the Guelph Politicast, it features me doing the noon hour shift on move-in day with Abdul Rahim Abdulli from the CFRU show Food Farm Talk. As a bonus, I did a walk around campus after the show and talked to some of the people milling about, so that includes O-Week volunteers, first-year students, and even one parent of a new student, all to add a little campus color commentary. So let's flash back to Saturday as we witnessed move-in day firsthand, albeit in audio form. And that was a little Nas to get you feeling ready to take on the world, take on university. Welcome to Move-In Day 2019 from the University of Guelph. We are in Brannion Plaza. This is CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. I see about 100 people here in Brannion Plaza. I want to hear maybe some cheering for CFRU, for campus radio. Anyone? Cheers? Thank you. Thank you. The system works. I'm Adam A. Donaldson. I am one of the many, many volunteers who take part in programming here at CFRU. We are broadcasting live again from Brannion Plaza at the University of Guelph. We will be doing so throughout much of the day today. So if you are within the sound of my voice, feel free to drop by, say hi, support your local campus and community radio station. It is a great place to get engaged. It is a great place to learn more about Guelph. It is a great place to learn more about the people that make Guelph and that make the University of Guelph. So please, please, please stop by. I am reaching for a piece of paper that I am mandated by Christopher Curry to read by penalty of catapult. So the hashtag for traffic reports and other move-in regalia. Oh, I just want to say thanks to Jana for doing the 11 p.m. Jana, I apologize. Jana for the 11 a.m. slot. Great job. So the hashtag for traffic reports and all stuff related to move-in day is hashtag U of G move-in, U-O-F-G-M-O-V-E-I-N. And I guess if you couldn't have figured out how to spell that, then I don't know how you got here, but that's fine. Hashtag U of G move-in. So post that on your social media feeds, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I'm also going to read this. If you are interested in volunteering, then come out to the next orientation session for CFRU, which will be on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, September the 4th, from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. And our next programming and policy session will be on the same day from 1 to 2 p.m. So you can make an afternoon of it, actually. Anyone who wants to volunteer needs to attend the orientation, and anyone who wants to host a show needs to attend programming and policy as well. All of these trainings are at CFRU, which is at the north end of the second floor in the University Center, the building at which I am presently staring at. So, yeah, come on out, help out. Maybe you can host your own show, and we'll have fun. Anyway, so yeah, once again, this is moving day. I think I'm going to put some music on. And by the way, we are interested in talking to people. If you're a new student, if you're an old student, if you're an O-Week volunteer, please come on over. I can't stress this enough. I am not a DJ. I do spoken word programming on CFRU. So I am also old, so my musical taste may be very different because I don't recognize most of these bands on the computer. So this is a warning. Come and talk to me, or else you'll be subjected to these random pickings on the computer here. Although I do recognize my first choice here, T.I. I recognize that. I'm going to play some T.I. just to get us started. And remember, this is CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. I got a grind, won't stop, hustle, won't quit, shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle, super bad, bad, if I want it, bet I got it, if I don't bet, all I gotta do is go, get, stay about my business, ball till I fall, say what, floss until I finish, I dig out, stay about my business. So what's your name?
My name's Jack, and I'm a fourth-year neuroscience student here at U of G.
Okay, so you have been through this from both sides. You are now standing, you're doing a great job marshalling people in the parking lot here, but why are you volunteering today?
I honestly just found that my orientation week as a whole in my first year was such a fantastic experience, and probably my favorite week of university so far, and it's great to relive that from both sides year after year and help other people have the same experience I did.
Okay, so is this your first time being an O-Week volunteer? I take it you are a veteran of this?
No, it's not my first role. This is my third time, actually, yeah.
So you've gone through four O-Weeks, basically.
Okay. Yeah, or more or less, yeah, for sure. And it gets different stories every time, and I never feel like it's the same thing every week after week. But yeah, it's fantastic.
So how has it been today so far on this detail?
Pretty good. So with a traffic control, you get a lot of angry parents. They see the line, they don't love, you know, that they're the 30th car back or whatever, but really, you know, they get a couple more extra minutes of quality time with their kid that they're gonna send off to school for, you know, 8 months or whatever. But it's kind of a fun to see the smiles and to try and turn frowns into a smile too. So yeah, both sides of the coin are just as fun. But yeah,
that was fantastic spin. You might have a future in politics too. So talk about like the job here. I mean, we are standing here at South Ring Road. This is the parking lot that's basically right across from the university center. So what's the process here?
Oh, so basically the cars are being sent down here, and if they're going to Mountain or Prairie, which are two out of the three South Halls, and there's about, I believe, 600 students in each of those, so we're basically moving in over 1,000 people today, and lots of people brought two cars, lots of people want to park the car somewhere, so it gets a bit more complicated than that, and we're basically sending them up through this parking lot, and they'll eventually get to right in front of the residence where they'll unload all of their stuff.
So it's 25 after 1 right now. Yep. What's the timing for someone pulling up right now and getting a chance to drop off their son or daughter?
It really depends. If you come in the morning, it's smooth sailing. And but right now it really is like the prime rush hour, because this is when, like, we do assign in move-in times, but people tend to come at noon. Usually. So there really is no way to tell. If everyone kind of like went by their own schedule, then it'd be, you know, consistent for the whole day. But today you are looking at, you know, definitely a longer wait than if you came a couple of hours ago, for sure.
So are you graduating this year, Jack?
I'm actually doing 5 years, so I'll probably get one more O-Week under my belt after this.
That's what I wanted to know. Thanks. So first, what's your name and what do you study here?
My name is Alexa. I'm Pastor. I study zoology here at Guelph.
Ah, zoology. So you know all about animals and stuff.
Yeah, I love
so
animals.
So this is like prime time, all the animals moving in. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Very crazy animals over here.
Sorry. Yeah. Animal house, you know. Anyway, yeah, moving on. How many O-Weeks have you, like, volunteered for? Is this, like, maybe your first time?
No, it's not my first time, but it is my second year.
Okay.
But it's nice because you go on a different team each time. It's really cool. I love O-Week, so just keep doing it. It's good spirits. It's nice to be with your friends. You make new friends. Yeah.
So what's your badge says Sunshine. I know
it
that's the your name and rank on the badges.
Exactly.
So what is Sunshine?
So Sunshine really just means we are all your balls of energy. We're just providing some help, happiness, and mainly we're giving food and support to all the OVs here, because all the OVs get very tired. They're doing lots of things to help around, so we just give them water, snacks, stickers. What else are we doing here for Sunshine? We give joy. We are the rays of sunshine, and that's why we're called Sunshine here. So, yeah, it fits with our team perfectly, the name.
Okay, so you're in your second year?
Yes. Oh, I'm going into my third year.
You're going into your third year, but second year as a volunteer.
Exactly.
So what is it about the O-Week experience that, I mean,
I've been talking to a couple of volunteers, and this seems to be a thing that, you know, you, for so many, they come here first year, it's O Week, and then the next year they're back as O Week volunteers. So what is it about the O Week experience?
I think there's just so much energy and so much good energy and positivity from everyone in the community. You just feel like you kind of want to be part of that every year. You don't want to just be a freshman and just have it your first year and that's it. You kind of want to give back and kind of be there for other people too. It's just, yeah, it's just, you meet so many friends. It's such a great week. You want to be part of that every time. So I think that's why people come back. Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing with the rest of the week?
Rest of the week? Well, I'll be here for sure, helping out, being my little rain sunshine with my other sunshines. But definitely going to be moving in for myself and having to prepare for school because I'm a little in that mentality of, you know, just fun right now, just having a good time before classes start. But I need to prepare for that too. So balance is key here. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you get on your way, but thank you for,
sharing
your energy with me.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
I'm choosing songs at random until people want to come and talk to me. We got a little bit of feedback there. Okay. So once again, you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. I'm going to try this again. Big cheers for CFRU. Excellent. Thank you. So we are broadcasting live from Brannion Plaza here at the University of Guelph, just slightly adjacent to where CFRU normally broadcasts from, which is the CFRU studios on the second floor of the UC. That's the University Center for you new students. Get used to the acronyms. We're going to be broadcasting here all day. I know it's very busy. There's a lot of stuff going on within this my eyesight here. We have the Griffin Grill food truck. We have people signing up for stuff at the information booth here. We have Christopher Curry. Oh, is that better? All right, cool. sorry, we are broadcasting live. It is a technically daunting process. I'm going to bring on my co-host for the hour, Abdul Rahim from Food Farm Talk. Abdul Rahim, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Speak into the microphone. All right, we're, again.
I'm getting used to he's from outside.
From the studio. Yeah, I hear you. This, we're definitely outside our comfort zones today. Move-in day stuff. What do you remember from move-in day? My move-in day was so long ago, I can barely remember.
So I would say my move-in day was just a year ago. One year ago, I can still just recollect the day when I arrived. It was definitely on a busy day like this, where there were a lot of people coming from different places and trying to settle in into the campus.
Yeah.
1 year down the line.
Yeah, it's it can be overwhelming, definitely. I remember, because, you know, again, I'm old, so I remember moving into the U of G. I mean, nothing was on computers then. Like, you had to, like, mail in your tuition check. There was none of this, like, computer paying for things. Like, no, you had to stand in line and wait for clerks, and it was... It was a madhouse.
I think things are a bit more improved right now. A lot of things are computerized. Yeah, so people can easily get things done as quick as possible.
Yeah. Computers have made that easier in some regards. So, I mean, that may explain the general calmness. I mean, it's also a very nice day weather-wise. It's good.
It's great.
It's not too hot, not too cool. Nice variety of... You know, got some people in long pants, some people in shorts. It's quite the menagerie out there. A lot of yellow shirts. I gather the yellow shirts are the
volunteers.
The volunteer. Yep. All right. So, yeah, if you are within the sound of my voice and you have a question, if you feel lost, just look for a young man or lady in a yellow T-shirt. They will help you out because that's what they're here for. If you would rather not interact with human beings and use your phone, the hashtag U of G move in on your social media feed. That is for all the latest updates about what's going on out and about in the world as the folks move in. So once again, we invite anyone if they want to come over and have a chat. Maybe you're a new student. Maybe you are a returning student. Maybe you work in the food truck. I don't know. We are open for business if you want to come over and talk. Otherwise, we're just going to play some random stuff from the old computer machine here. I've got some Feist queued up, so does that sound good to you, Abdul Rahim?
Yeah, I always say I'm the wrong person to ask when it comes to music.
I know, me too. We're ideally suited for this.
Yeah, very bad at music stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm sure it's good.
Okay, good. Abdul Rahim gives it his seal of approval, so we have 2 points of agreement, and that's good enough for me. We'll be back after some Feist. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. It is an exciting day. Why don't we start with your name and your program?
Okay, I'm Shay Frayne, and I am in the Studio Art Program.
So that's your building right there, Zavitz.
Yes, yeah, it's one of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. I take it you are first year, second
year?
Yes,
first year.
First year. So you said you've been here for a week already, so this isn't necessarily a move-in day for you.
No, I moved in on Friday last week because of field hockey training camp, so it's been a busy week, but very
so you've already been like ensconced in this. You've been getting to know your teammates and work already hard at work field hockeying. I don't know the verb is.
Like, we still have cuts and stuff, so I kind of have to make the team. It's a little nerve-wracking, but I don't know, it's nice because I know the campus a lot more and I know people, so like I've met people in my classes, and yeah, it's pretty good.
So are people asking you for directions now that you're an old hand here
definitely,
for a week?
Yeah, definitely. I've had to help people find their rooms a lot and stuff too, because they're like, I don't understand where my floor is. I'm like, I know it's weird because this is floor four, but floor four is up again too, because it's like I'm in south, so like floors are really weird. Yeah, so I don't know, but it's good. Lots of faces finally, instead of being lonely in the building all week.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But you've been doing a bit of shopping today.
Yes.
So you were at the bookstore. What did you get at the bookstore?
I got a couple sweaters, and then we got some free t-shirts, and I got an iron-on patch for my backpack.
That's pretty great. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
Goderich, Ontario.
Ooh, small town.
Yes,
so Guelph is the big city.
Not overly. It reminds me of Huron County a lot, like the Aggie kind of thing and everything, but it's definitely different. Yeah, there's a lot of people from our high school that are coming here, though, so it's still kind of the same, but I don't know, it's nice. Yeah, there's a lot of new faces, so. Yeah.
I know what you're saying, because I'm from Georgetown, and so a lot of people from my town came here too, and I don't know about you, but I didn't mind so much running into those people. But anyway, what are you looking forward to in the weeks to come? What's exciting? What's on your radar? I mean, hopefully not getting cut from field hockey. We're pulling for you, but what are you looking forward to?
I'm really excited for like the pep rally and stuff, and like getting to actually see a football game, because like my school didn't have football when I was there, like they did like 20 years before, but definitely that, and just like the whole like orientation week is gonna be really good. Like there are a lot of events and stuff I'm really excited for, like the succulent potting bar and I don't know, definitely just like meeting people and like new classes and stuff. It'll be interesting and nice to actually go to classes I want to be in and like genuinely want to be there, so yeah.
Well, we'll remind you of that when it's like November and you've got projects due.
It's nice though, my schedule is pretty laid back, and like I only have 3 exams, so it's pretty chill. Yeah.
All right, well thanks, and good luck for the school year and for keeping with field hockey.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we'll start with your name and your program and your year.
My name is Patrick McTavish. I'm in the biomedical science program, first year.
Okay, so you're already smarter than me. That's fine. So why University of Guelph?
Well, it's close-ish to my house, 45, 30 minutes away.
Okay.
And I hear you got good food here.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. And, I mean, I didn't get into Mac, so...
I appreciate your honesty. So, are you living on campus, or are you going to be off campus?
I'm in South Res.
Ah, South Res. And you found your way through there all right. You survived.
Yeah, for the most part. I'd say so.
So,
What are you looking forward to here during O Week? I mean, you were very brave to volunteer to do this, and I appreciate that. But you're sitting here alone. What are you contemplating, or what are you looking forward to?
I am waiting. Well, right now I'm waiting for my friend to move in. He is currently held up by the bell guy. Setting up Wi-Fi in his house, and he needs to get here. I told him, you know, everyone's here. It's really crowded, and if he doesn't get here soon, then it's going to probably get worse. But I heard there's the party going on right over there, yeah. Block party. Yeah. We're going to hit up the barbecue after he finally gets here, and maybe find some other people in my room. We go to hit up the block party together later today.
Very fun. Now, I am not what you'd call science literate. But I imagine that's a pretty heavy program, biomed.
I think, yeah. I mean, I know four people now that have graduated from it. Like, they just graduated last year. They said it was hard, but, you know, if you just do the work, nothing's impossible, right? So, I mean, obviously the end goal is, like, med school, which is, like, insanely hard. But, you know, I think I can do my... If I try my best, I might be able to get through it, you know?
So you're looking forward to the festivities. Are you looking forward to the academics? Like, what are you looking forward to getting involved in here on campus, maybe in the long term?
I'm definitely looking forward to the academic side because, I mean, believe it or not, I actually kind of like school, which is, like, kind of weird, but, you know, I like it. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say studying's fun, but it is nice to learn things, you know? Like, learning things is always a cool thing, especially in a biology program. You learn things about the human body and how this stuff just works. It's just cool, you know? And, I mean, I'm not aware of many clubs or anything, but I definitely have to look into that. I know there's, like, some kind of movie club or something. Yep. And you guys just, like, watch movies together, talk about them. You know, that's something to think about, something to join. There's also, I mean, I just got my gym membership here yesterday for the athletic center, so it's nice to be a part of that, too.
All right, well, you have a lot on your plate, it sounds like, but I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks. Good luck in the school year, by the way. Oh,
thank you. Anytime.
And that is The New Deal with Feist. Don't blame yourself. And if you don't know your way around, don't blame yourself. Look for some kindly folks in the yellow t-shirt. They will help guide your way. You are listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. I'm Adam A. Donaldson, coming to you live from Banyan Plaza, just outside the University Center. And I have an announcement. Well, it's sort of like an update. Just to remind everyone, look for the hashtag U of G MoveIn on social media. That will give you updates about traffic and different events going on. So one of the things that is actually going on right this minute, if you would like to seek it out, over at Rozanski Hall, if you don't know your way around, you can probably see the McKinnon building from just about anywhere. It's one of the tallest buildings on campus. Rozanski is kind of right next to it there. There should be signs to guide you there. But at Rozanski Hall right now, there is the resource fair for friends and family. They have lemonade. Lemonade. Who likes lemonade? This is an audio medium, so we can't do show of hands. Cheer if you like lemonade. Good. Thank you. So, they have lemonade at Rozanski Hall as well as the resource fair for friends and family. So check that out. So all your move-in stuff, look for the hashtag U of G move-in. So it's a nice day here. I think I've said that. And I always look forward to this time of year. If you are a new student here, and you ever kind of like hang around campus here in the summertime, it is like 28 days later dead. It's kind of jarring. So it's nice to have the campus populated again. It's nice to see everybody moving around, running around, checking things out. Enjoy it. These first few days of school, I know that a lot of young people here do love the O-Week festivities, and it is one of their fondest, most cherished memories of their university experience. And, you know, I would also add, enjoy these sort of laissez-faire days of O-Week, because soon enough you will be neck-deep in schoolwork, exams and midterms and projects and group projects and roommate drama, all of it. So, you know what? Enjoy O-Week festivities. I am joined by Abdul Rahim of Food Farm Talk. Abdul Rahim, say hi to the people.
Yeah, so I'll say hi. So, hi.
Excellent. Why don't we talk about your show, Food Farm Talk.
Yeah, so my show is Food Farm Talk, and it's really about anything you can talk about with regards to food and agriculture. So it's just an interview and a very interactive show that tries to create the conversations around food and agriculture. And as we all know, St. Gulf is the Food University of Canada.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's right here in the... we have a very good environment to able to create that conversation and to get people to be more conscious of what they eat and where their food comes from, and just to understand the general culture around food and like farming communities that we have some of the very fertile lands in the country, like around Gulf, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of agriculture going on in most surrounding areas out here, and a lot of farmers. So the city itself and surrounding areas have kind of rich culture in terms of agrarian culture. So it's also always important to talk about these things and to always create that conversation for people to really understand what is going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's just what the show is about. It's normally just talking anything you can talk about your food.
yeah, again, we're spinning tunes here in Brannion Plaza, and they got the two spoken word guys to collaborate for an hour. Yeah, it's. I'll add a bit of politics to this, because it was announced this summer that the agricultural ministers of Canada are meeting here next summer.
Next summer, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. When I saw it, I was really excited. Yeah, to have all the agriculture ministers, all the provinces in the country coming converging here to talk about very important issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Definitely Canada is one of the big countries when it comes to agriculture as well. Mm-hmm. Because especially when it comes to like trade and export, the country does a lot of like exports, especially when it comes to grains, canola, and like stuff, and oil seeds.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that, yeah.
That's big. That's big politics. That gets into my my side of the studio. But yeah, because there's a lot of trade stuff going
on,
and a lot of that is affecting our farmers.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out, since we're talking about like food and sustainability and stuff, to the UFG sustainability team. They are the ones who are guiding the university's quest to be ever more environmentally sustainable. They are the ones who are sort of behind there being no straws and no disposable plastics here on campus.
And a very new initiative that is coming on is people reusing plates eating at the UC. So most of some of the constructions you see inside the UC is just to redesign the place to be able to cater for that, where instead of just using plates for like disposable one time, you can actually use reusable plates that they wash it afterwards, like cutlery and stuff like that. It's a very good initiative, and definitely coming from the sustainability office as well.
Yeah, so if you're a returning student and you notice the UC is a bit different, it wasn't all just about giving the place a facelift. there was method in the madness. And still a bit mad in there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's the sustainability office. An interesting sustainability project too is that they are like recycling coffee grounds too.
And most of the food that comes from hospitality, like the chippings from like after they cook, goes what they call a circular economy.
Right.
Right. And recently, the Gulf was given a $10 million grant. To push forward what they call the circular food economy.
Yeah.
So it's just making sure that whatever goes into the food system doesn't just end up in the landfill. It's not a resource. And we have a model on campus here with the coffee grounds. Normally after the coffee, they use the grounds, they use it, they compost it, and they send it to the organic farm at the other side of campus to grow food. And the hospitality take the food, some of the vegetables, to cook again. So it just goes through in a more circular form rather than what we have. We know waste is a very big problem right now.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah, absolutely. I'll just correct you a bit. The $10 billion for the circular food economy doesn't go to the U of G, but it goes to
the city.
Guelph and Wellington. Yeah, Guelph and Wellington County won the Smart Cities Challenge for the circular food economy. So there'll be a lot of stuff about that. You'll be hearing about that because the University of Guelph and OMAFRA, which is just on the other side of Stone Road, are our partners in that. Shall we play some more music?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go old school and play some Neil Young. Who likes Neil Young? Two hands. Yes. So the rest of you will suffer with Neil Young. Okay, we got three hands. That's fine. All right. We're good. We will be right back after a musical break. Again, this is Move-In Day at Brannion Plaza at the University of Guelph. This is CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. Okay, so let's start with your name and your program and what year you're in.
Oh, I don't go to the school.
Oh, you don't go?
I'm just helping out.
All right, well, let's start with who you are and where you're from.
Okay, my name's Liam Reynolds. I'm from Guelph, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah, originally from New Brunswick, though.
All right, fair enough. So what brings you here today and participating in O-Week?
Right now I'm with a group called Lift Church, and so we have churches at a few different campuses across southern Ontario, so like Brock, McMaster, Mohawk College.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're just handing out water, you know, greeting people with a smile, saying have a nice day, just being positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's business is good.
Yeah, business for handing out free water is very good today. There's a lot of people, it's very hot out, so yeah.
So talk about a little about Lift Church and how that's different from other churches. Assume I don't go to church, which, fair enough.
So this church is geared mainly towards collegiate centers and stuff like that. So like I said, they're only at universities and colleges. And so what we do, which is different, is we have what's called a simple church.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically like a small Bible study or like a family gathering. So we get really close with a few people and then, you know, we kind of grow and expand from that and then make more simple churches. So it's more of a community-based church and more of like a friendship and like accountability type of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So do you make a lot of connections from a day like this? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. This is like perfect opportunity. Yeah.
So you don't go to school here, but do you go to school or, you know, what's your story?
I'm finished school. Yeah, finished high school. Right now I'm just working at the second cup over there on college. And
oh, very cool. Very cool. So you're taking a year off?
Well, taking a year if it turns into 2 years, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to do.
Basically, that's basically what I'm saying.
Fair enough. What's the dream, though?
The dream, I guess. I mean, make as positive of an impact I can, I guess.
Cool, cool. But, I mean, does, like, being here at O-Week, like, does that get you, you know, into a school spirit? Does it make you think about school a bit more?
I mean, yeah, obviously it makes me think a little bit more, but I don't know if what I'm leaning towards yet. I'm still kind of on the fence about everything, pretty much.
Well, I think if you talk to a lot of people here, they're on the fence about a lot of things, too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
My son has disowned me.
Your son has disowned you.
He's
breaking news.
He's ready to fly. He's like, Mom, leave. The whole transition was so smooth. It was so awesome. However, you know, all of the hours planning this for new students, so appreciated.
We skipped ahead. What's your name?
Jackie.
And your son, what program is he in? What's his name and what's his program?
His name is Joe. His program's in Commerce Co-op.
Oh,
yeah.
Business. Interesting. Yes. So where is he moving into?
East Res. Yes.
Okay. So the process was smooth. The system works.
It is wonderful. We had so many great updates through the Instagram. We knew where to go. We were stress-free.
Ooh.
It was lovely. People answered my questions. I really appreciated it.
You're the first mom that I've got to talk to me. So
How do you feel? You've talked about your son is ready yes. to go, but how do you feel?
I feel awesome that he's coming to Guelph. I'm really happy. It's like we're having, no, I'm sad, but mm-hmm. it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. And I just feel really confident that he's chosen wisely and he's in a place where he needs to be. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's ready to make new circles in his life and to have experience branching out, meet new people. And Guelph seems like it's the right fit. So I feel great.
Is this your one child?
No, my eldest of two boys.
Okay, so you still have one yes, ready to go.
Yes.
So where's he at now?
He's still at home in the nest, okay. and he will get all my attention. Yes.
I'm sure he's looking forward to that. How old is he?
He's 16. Yeah.
Okay, so not too much longer till you are empty nesting.
Yeah, newlywed again. Look at
that. Oh, okay. Wow. And
empty nesting. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it all together, figured out.
Totally.
Well, thank you for stopping and talking to me.
Thanks for asking. You have a great day.
Thanks.
That's kind of more of a downer than I thought it was going to be. I saw the title of the song. It said Dead Man's Theme. I thought it was going to be a good bop. I want to reinforce again that I don't know anything about music. That's okay. This is Community Radio. This is CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus, and Community Radio. I'm Adam A. Donaldson. I'm being joined by Abdul Rahim. And we are just broadcasting live here from Brannion Plaza at the University of Guelph. So, I'll say it again, because we're supposed to say it loud and proud and often. Hashtag U of G move in. Hashtag U of G move in. That is where you are meant to get all the updates and information about the University of Guelph move-in day festivities. Everything seems pretty calm here, would you say, Abdul Rahim? Yeah. Everybody's having a good time?
Yeah. Relatively calm and coming from town, from around the mall. The atmosphere is a bit calm. And I think everything is in place. And
It's a good vibe.
Good
vibe. So you were talking earlier that you were a first year last year.
Yeah, I was first year last year.
So to speak.
But it's been a great experience for me for the past 1 year. Hmm. Definitely part two, my participation, my engagement with CFRU. Because I started volunteering with CFRU right at the start because of my prior interest in radio. CFRU has given me the opportunity and, in fact, the platform to be able to put some of my ideas into fruition. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I came in here not knowing so many people around, but through engaging with the radio station and being able to create my own show and airing that regularly every week and just being out here meeting people, talking to people.
Right.
Yeah, these are some of the things that, you can also do the same, right?
Yeah.
Because the opportunities are there. I always tell people to take advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. You want to get involved. You don't want to make your school year all about school work, because that way madness lies.
Yeah, that's where madness starts.
You don't have to get involved with CFRU. We'd like you to. We have buttons and stickers here if you want a button and sticker. We're not above bribing you. But I will add, too, that if you do want to get involved with CFRU, we do have some trainings coming up. Yep. So on Wednesday, September the 4th, that's this coming Wednesday, we have our orientation session, which will be from 11:30 to 12:30. And then you will have a half-hour break for lunch. That's not official, but there is a half-hour break between that and the programming and policy session, which will be from 1 to 2 p.m. that day. So if you want to learn more about radio, community radio, maybe even hosting your own show. Actually, it's not even just about hosting your own show. Like, we need lots of help with setups like this, like tech.
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer and do tech, if you want to volunteer and help catalog the music library, that's right. Alex Remington, the music programmer, always needs help.
If you have a big interest in music,
absolutely.
And you want to be on air, you can still play big parts.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you want to know what's new and cool in music, unlike me, who has no idea.
No idea.
Alex will be your best friend. So yeah, do help out with CFRE if you like, but there's also tons of clubs. There's lots of CSA organizations. CSA Safe Walk always needs volunteers. The CSA Bike Center, if you are particularly skilled with doing bike stuff, that's a great place to hang out. Also, the CSA Food Bank, which is a great organization that helps students with limited means make sure they get nutritious food and sustenance.
The bike center as well?
Hmm?
The bike center.
Yeah, I said the bike center. Yeah. Try to keep up with the show, Abdul-Rahim.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities at the bike center.
Absolutely,
yeah. Even if you need a bicycle for yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Go there.
I don't have a list in front of me, so I can't read it off. But, I mean, there's the Ontarian, the student newspaper here. Yes, there's still a student newspaper because I saw one young lady sort of look over in shock and surprise that student newspaper, they still do news on the newspaper? Yeah, she's shaking her head. She's shocked. Shocked and appalled. So there's lots of opportunities to get out and help out here at the U of G. CFRU should obviously be your first choice, but, I mean, not everybody could be on the radio. There's only so many hours in the day. Anyway, hashtag U of G Move-In Day. That's your up-to-date stuff about move-in stuff, also where you can find out more about events going on campus here. I am going to throw it to another song. I got Bird City. Actually, Bird City, cool CFRU connection because of Jenny Mitchell, who's one of the great staff members at CFRU. That is, I'm not going to say that's her band because there's more than, you know, just her. But Bird City, that's a Guelph band. Get to know your Guelph bands. I didn't mean to point at you, sir, and make demands, but I talk with my hands. You can't see that because of the radio. But get to know your Guelph bands. There are a lot of great Guelph bands here in town. Check them out. One of them is Bird City. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio.
Wake you up so I can nap, and four has turned to three. May the oboe rest in peace. The last one, other than you or me, somehow slipped out when I didn't see. Wish I had a story to say for them, but they just sort of played a bit of everything. And now the car has been returned to the places where things like that are earned. And it's you and I at the end. Can I call this a band? Or can I call this?
You can call this a band. That was Bird City. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. I'm Adam A. Donaldson. I'm joined by Abdul-Rahim. Say hi, Abdul.
Hello.
Hello. That's good. You missed the joke, but that's okay. So we are broadcasting live from Brannion Plaza here at the U of G, just outside the University Center. Come by and say hi. We actually did have somebody come by and say hi because they're looking to volunteer. So it works. The system works. Okay, moving on. So I'm going to read off some of the events that are happening today. Hashtag U of G Move-In. This will help keep you up to date about some of the things. But I'm actually reading off grifflife.uoguelph.ca. So if you have a smartphone, and I know all you young people do, you can find it easily enough. Why am I yelling at people? I don't know. So coming up this afternoon, we have the welcome address to friends and family and tips for supporting students. That is at 3:30 at Rozanski 104. That's the big lecture hall in the Rozanski Hall. Then at 5 o'clock, the off-campus kickoff and opening welcome. And then at 6, the first community meeting and open meeting for student housing services. So that sounds interesting. So if you're all moved in and tucked away and for some reason listening to CFRU, or maybe you're just in the sound of my voice and Abdul-Rahim's voice here, by all means, come down and check us out. Come and check out some of these fine O-Week events. Men's varsity soccer match is tomorrow at 3 p.m. But it's preceded by, understandably so, the women's varsity soccer match. Ugh, that's tough to say. No wonder I never got into sports. So, yeah, there's lots of cool stuff going on here at the U of G. Check it out. Abdul Rahim, you're a new student last year. What kind of stuff did, like, once you were settled here at U of G, what did you start doing? What was some of the first stuff you started engaging in? Other than CFRU, of course.
Because I was going to say CFRU was the first stuff I started doing once I settled in. Yeah, but either the CFRU, yeah, I've tried to engage with, like, so many other things, especially with student support in terms of mental health issues.
Very important
because of the university environment. You need to balance your studies with your personal life as well.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
It's important for you. There are a lot of resources out on campus here that people can always. Where you go to the Student Wellness Center, JT Powell Building, just near the Athletic Center.
The newly renovated JT Powell Building, I will say. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you can find a lot of those services in there.
Absolutely.
It's important that you look after yourself while you are here.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. I think that's key. And not to get too, you know, negative or too political, but, you know, that really is key. I mean, and this isn't just a U of G problem, but it's a problem, you know, university campuses across the country. Do take care of yourself. People do care about you. People want you to do well here. People want you to be healthy, and that includes mental health as well. You know, we talked about, you know, all the food sustainability and all the, you know, the nutritious eats here, and that's great for physical health, but mental health is so important as well. So as you get into the school year, don't forget to take time to make sure you're taking care of your own mental health. It's, you know, it's only a test. It's only a paper. I mean, everything sometimes feels like the end of the world, and I hear you on that. And I was once a student myself, and I had those feelings too. But, you know, if you need a hand,
yes,
feel free to just
reach out.
Reach out. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Let's get back to talking about fun stuff. The Ontarian's filming us. It's very self-conscious. it's a great day here at Brannion Plaza. I'm trying to think back to my, you know, O-Week stuff. Like, commuting. I was a commuting student. So I was, like, coming back and forth on the GO bus every day. I lived in Georgetown at the time.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, like, you've heard about it. But in fairness to Abdul Rahim, he may very well have heard about Georgetown. They did film part of the Sesame Street movie Follow That Bird there.
Okay, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Actually, my mom tells a story about it. There was a Michael Douglas movie filming in Georgetown. We lived on Dayfoot Drive, which is like this road that goes up to... It's a dead-end road, but the road dead-ends where there's a bridge going over the railway. And my mom tells a story about how they were filming Michael Douglas running over the bridge. Now, this is probably a Michael Douglas movie nobody cares about this, but that's fine. It's probably a Michael Douglas movie nobody's seen, but I think it was during his Streets of San Francisco days. That was a TV show he did. That was a cop show he did before he was movie famous. Anyway, that's Georgetown in a nutshell. Follow That Bird, random Michael Douglas movie. I was a commuting student. So to get back to the main point, you know, I didn't do a lot in terms of some of the O-Week stuff. And I kind of regret that. But, I mean, I've sort of been able to live vicariously by, you know, doing this kind of stuff and, you know, in my own Ontarian days, you know, taking pictures of O-Week stuff. So it's a good time. It's a good time to get out, get involved. The weather is beautiful today. So many new faces on campus. So much to see and do. Check it out.
I must say that
for
me, settling in here started right on in the O-Week.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. But I came here as an international student,
yeah,
not, like I mentioned earlier, not knowing so many people around. But almost most of the friends I made are carried through the 1 year has been people I met during the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
It was during some of these like events that were happening. You get to meet people, you get to make good friends, and sometimes you keep these friends for a long time.
Absolutely.
So get out there, participate in most of the events that are happening, and try to talk to people, because as you've come into a new environment, it's important to try to create that connection.
And everybody's on the same plane. Like, everybody's new here. This is a great time to get involved and make new friends. Absolutely. We are coming up on the 1 o'clock hour, which means, sadly, you will no longer have to hear from me and Abdul Rahim. Or maybe you'll be grateful. I don't know. Chelsea is standing by. We are going to play another song. We're going to come back and do a little wrap-up, and then we'll play ourselves out. You're listening to CFRU live here in Brannion Plaza for Move-In Day. Cheers for Move-In Day! Yes. Thank you, everyone. So stay tuned. You're listening to CFRU.
Disc of hard black stone as they place my bag high up on the shelf. It felt cool and heavy in my hand as I held it there. And I smile to myself. I think I'll be a travel writer and write about where I've been and fill in all the spaces.
Was that the end of the song? Was that the end of the song? I got caught off guard. There's so much going on. I'm in pleasure overload. Anyway, you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio, live from Brannion Plaza at the University of Guelph. And if you don't know, you clearly haven't driven down Gordon Street today. It is move-in day.
Yeah.
I am joined by Abdul Rahim of Food Farm Talk. Say hello, Abdul Rahim.
I'll say hello again for the 10th time.
And we're clearly getting the giddies, which means it's almost time for the end of our hour here. We will be broadcasting, not me and Abdul Rahim, but others, will be broadcasting all day here from Brannion Plaza. So once again, that hashtag U of Guelph Move In. That will keep you up to date on things. Things about what's going on campus. All of Abdul Rahim's friends are coming by. It's a madhouse. anyway, so coming up here on the show is Chelsea, and she has her own playlist. And it'll be more organized than this because she has a playlist, and we did not. We're just pulling stuff from the computer randomly. And if you want to pull random music from the computer and play it on the radio, we encourage you to come out and volunteer for CFRU. Once again, the next orientation session will be on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, from 11:30 to 12:30, and then there will be a programming and policy session from 1 to 2. These are the two courses you need to take, the two trainings you need if you want to host your own show on CFRU, like me and Abdul Rahim, if you want to be cool like us. I kid. You don't want to be cool like us. Not that you could. Moving on. That's the trainings you need. You don't have to have a show if you want. You can learn the tech. You can learn to do the music library. All sorts of way to get involved, and I think we have banged that drum pretty hard this hour, get involved.
Yeah. And I just to add that if you feel a bit unsettled in the very first few weeks and cannot attend these trainings, these are done monthly. So
yes. Yeah, good
watch
point.
Out
yeah.
for yeah subsequent trainings, maybe in October, November.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you feel more settled in. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. These trainings do happen all the time. And, you know, if you're interested in the radio and not sure you want to take part, you can certainly pop by the station and talk to the wonderful staff at CFRU, and they will be more than happy to talk with you and chat with you about CFRU. And I think that probably goes for just about everyone involved with any of the campus clubs here. I think it's almost time to wrap up. This hour went flew by.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you,
quickly.
Abdul Rahim, for joining me.
Yeah. Thank you for doing all the talking for me and making my work easy for the hour.
No, it's been a pleasure. It's been such a nice day here at Brannion Plaza. I will take a minute to plug my CFRU shows. So I host two shows on CFRU. I host Open Source's Guelph, which is Thursdays at 5. And I co-host there with Scotty Hertz. We talk about news and politics. And because there's an election coming, a federal election, we will be having all the candidates stop by the show to talk as soon as the writ is drawn up. So stay tuned for that. My other show is End Credits. It's a movie show. It's about pop culture news and movie reviews. I did not intend that to rhyme. We are presently sort of on a break, but we'll be back on September the 11th with a review of It Chapter 2, which comes out, I think, this coming Friday. So stay tuned for all that stuff. And stay tuned for more here on CFRU, 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, Guelph Campus and Community Radio. We are going to peace out and turn it over to Chelsea. Stay tuned for more Move-In Day Madness, and it has been, actually it's been pretty calm, but stay tuned for more coverage of Move-In Day here on CFRU, and we'll see you soon. Have a good day, everyone.
This hallway's dark and empty, just miles and miles of endless road. I've got a sickness pounding in my head,
and once again that was Move-In Day at the University of Guelph. We'll be back to a regular episode of the Guelph Politicast next week. Thanks to everyone that gave me a couple of minutes of their time on Saturday, and to all those who did stop by the CFRU tent in Brannion Plaza to say hi or to learn more about CFRU and find out how to volunteer. And that's it for this edition of the Guelph Politicast. The music for the Guelph Politicast comes from KPM Classics and Sid Dale. You can download the Guelph Politicast on Wednesday from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can download it from the host at Podbean at guelphpoliticast.podbean.com. Also, when you subscribe to the Guelph Politicast channel, you will get an episode of Open Source's Guelph on Mondays and an episode of End Credits on Fridays. You can get in touch with me by email at adamadonaldson@gmail.com, reach me through Twitter at adamadonaldson or at Guelph Politico. You can go to the Guelph Politico Facebook page at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And if you'd like to help build a locally sourced independent media outlet in the city of Guelph, please consider donating to Guelph Politico. And you can find out how at guelphpolitico.ca/donate. For all the latest local political news, check out guelphpolitico.ca, where there will be a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you soon. And until then, see you next time.